Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope you're having an awesome week. This past Sunday, we continued our series that we're calling Alive, where we're studying through Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus. And we looked at chapter 2, verses 11 through 22, and it's such a powerful passage and so many good things in there. And I actually wanted to share with you on the Drivecast today a question that I used to kind of set up the message time. And so before I get to the question, I want to talk about a leadership book that I read a couple of years ago. I don't know if you enjoy reading books. I don't know if you enjoy reading leadership books, but I love to read. And in particular, I love learning about leadership. And so this particular book, it's by Urban Meyer. It's called Above the Line. I'm a huge Buckeye fan, and so it was an enjoyable read from that regard. But in the book, he introduces this concept, which he acknowledges he got from this other guy named Tim Kite, and he talks about above the line behavior and below the line behavior. And the question I'm going to ask you, and I'll ask it again here in a minute, is when it comes to your relationship with God, are you living above the line? Now, to understand the question, you have to understand what Urban Meyer shares in this book, which certainly I'd encourage you to go check out if you want. And so when they talk about above the line behavior is intentional, it is on purpose, and it is skillful. And they contrast that with what they call below the line. Below the line is impulsive, so it's impulsive instead of intentional. It is on autopilot, and that's in contrast to on purpose. And it is resistant as opposed to being skillful. And they identify these behaviors that come with below the line below the line mentality and behaviors. And they call it BCD. They want to eliminate BCD behaviors. And BCD is an acronym that stands for blame, complain, defend. Blame, complain, defend. And so when you're entering into BCD behavior, you're going to blame others, like, oh, that wasn't my fault, that was so-and-so's fault. Or you're going to complain about your circumstances, like, oh, it's not my fault, the circumstances prevented me from doing the thing. Or you're going to defend yourself, oh, it's not my fault, or I'm okay, or I'm not that bad, or whatever. BCD behavior, Urban Meyer talks about in the book, they tried to eliminate as much as they could from the program when he was the coach at Ohio State. So I want to circle back to our question. When it comes to your relationship with God, are you living above the line? Our big idea for this series is that Jesus makes us new. How I've been saying it in Mount Vernon a little bit is in Christ we are new. When we are in Christ and we have repented of our sin and placed our trust in God's Son, Jesus Christ, Jesus himself, he makes us new. And to kind of borrow this language from this Urban Meyer leadership book, because we are in Christ, we are now able to live above the line when it comes to our relationship with God. Because I don't know about you, but they talk about it in the book, below the line is our default. When we're on autopilot, that's the definition of living below the line. And so I want to challenge you today. When it comes to your relationship with God, are you intentional about pursuing and growing your relationship with God? Are you doing what you do on purpose so that you can love God more fully today than you did yesterday? So that you can love others the way he commands us to. In the passage, it talks about how Jesus himself is our peace, and he has demolished and broken down the dividing wall of hostility that separates people from one another. Are you living this life on purpose to grow in your love and knowledge of God and your love of other people? And is it skillful? Because the truth is, it is so easy for us to live in so many different areas of our lives, but in particular in our relationship with God, to live that relationship below the line. So we're impulsive, we're on autopilot, and we're resistant. And so I want to challenge you today to remember that Jesus, he makes us new. And so we don't need to blame others or complain about our circumstances or constantly defend ourselves, but rather we can remember that Jesus, and by his blood, he has made a way for us to be reconciled to God. We are no longer alienated from God and one another, but we are reconciled to God and to each other through the blood and body of Jesus Christ. And so I want to challenge you today, if you have been living in your relationship with God below the line, maybe today is your day where you repent and you begin to be intentional about growing in your relationship with God and loving him and loving others the way he invites us to. Let's take a minute and pray and praise God for this new life we have in Christ and ask Him to help us. Father in heaven, we do love you and we ask that you would help us to live above the line, so to speak. God, that you would help us to be intentional about our relationship with you. God, help us to be intentional about spending time in your word, spending time in prayer, sharing the gospel, loving you and loving others the way you command us to. God, we praise you for your word and that Jesus and his shed blood and body has reconciled us to you and to one another. God, we love you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless and happy 4th of July week.